All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, of course, the news is out that the New York Mets have suspended starting pitcher Matt Harvey for 3 games. This suspension began on Sunday, and it was a result of Harvey failing to show up to Citi Field for Saturday night's contest versus the Miami Marlins. Now, Harvey claims that he had a migraine headache from the morning when he went to play golf, and that was the reasoning behind him not showing up. Of course, obviously, there was some deep miscommunication between Harvey and the Mets. And of course, the Mets are claiming that this is not the first time that they have had issues with Harvey. One of the most famous, or two of the most famous issues with Harvey go back to the 2015 season. Of course, we remember Harvey coming back from Tommy John surgery that year, and his agent Scott Boras was very adamant that Harvey was not going to go past 160 innings. And then, of course, the Mets got hot down the stretch, and then they ultimately got to the playoffs. And, you know, Harvey took a lot of public backlash from that statement late in the year that, you know, they did not want to go past the 160 innings. And, of course, he came out there, and he was a big part of the Mets winning the National League pennant. Then, also that year, Harvey missed a workout during the postseason, and the results came out later that he was actually drunk from the night before, which simply is not going to cut it as well. So, I mean, honestly, if you're Matt Harvey, it's put up or shut up time. It's a situation. The Mets suspended him for 3 games. He's appealing the suspension, you know, due to the fact of lost wages. But it's a situation, you know, you're just making a bad situation worse. Terry Collins, a Mets manager, has had to field questions over this issue, as have some of the Mets players. And it's a situation, if you're Harvey, number one, you got to grow up. Number two, you got to go in there and face your teammates. These are the guys that you are battling with out there on the diamond, and they're going out there and fighting for you every fifth day when you take the mound, and you owe it to them to be there to support them, even if it is not your day to pitch. Now, it's getting to the point that you have to ask yourself, if you're the Mets, is Harvey worth a headache? Because you're talking about a guy, since he made his debut in 2012, he's not made 30 starts in a season. The most was 29 in 2015. And of course, you know, he only made 17 starts last year. So far this year, he's 2-2 in 6 starts with an earned run average of 5.14. Now, he is set to become a free agent in 2019. And of course, being that he is represented by one Scott Boras, you have to think that they are going to try to go out there and get top dollar and then some. But it's a situation, obviously somebody's going to go out there and pay him, but I don't think his long-term home anymore is with the New York Mets. But at the same time, if you're a team and you see the way that Matt Harvey has been acting over the past few years, would you want to go out there and give this guy a long-term deal? That is the big question right now. So if you are Harvey, you need to take the rest of this year, and you need to take all of 2018 and show that you can be the guy. Show that you can grow up. Show that you can go out there and take that command every fifth day when you get on the mound and do what you have to do and be one of the best players in baseball and be one of the best pitchers in baseball as well. Now, I don't think that his long-term home is going to be with the Mets, but it is now the opportunity for him to showcase his talents for another team. The ball is in his hand, and I'm not just talking about every fifth day when he gets it from the Mets. The ball is in his hand. What type of player is Matt Harvey going to be, and how is he going to be remembered? It is all up to him to take care of his business. Now, you look at this Friday, Harvey is set to return to the Mets and take the mound against the Milwaukee Brewers. And I think the best thing for him is the fact that that game was on the road, because it gives him the opportunity to get away and just focus on the game. Because if it was a home game, you know, the media in New York City would be out in the droves criticizing, questioning, and critiquing every single thing that he is trying to do. So he needs to go out there, take that ball for the Mets on Friday against the Brewers, do what he has to do, show his teammates that he's all about the team and committed to them, and just try to move forward and just put this incident behind him. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So, once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.